I've just come across something which I really, really like. So I'd like to talk about that, if that's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. If it involves this young lady, I'm all for
yeah,
getting fruity there.
Like, So I'm with Davina White Oak.
Right.
And I've got one of her bars in front of me, which I'm going to eat while I'm going to ask her...
That's a bit of a misnomer, Sue, because you've been eating it for 5 minutes already. So,
I love this exhibition because I'm just eating every 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
It's marvellous. Yeah. So you talk to Davina while
I'll talk to Davina and you eat the product.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Davina, welcome to the show.
Hello, hi.
Tell us a little bit about Get Fruity.
Well, Get Fruity is a fabulous fruit and oat bar.
Right.
It contains no added refined sugars, so the flavour comes mainly all from the fruit and fruit juices in the product.
Mm.
It's got gluten-free oats, so we're celiac approved.
Wow.
We've also got 10% virgin coconut oil in our product, which is like the new super oil where, you know, premiership footballers have it and rugby league and supermodels put it in their green tea.
I have it, and Sue has it.
Yeah, so you have it.
Well, I don't. I just made that bit up, but you know.
So we manufacture the bar ourselves down in sunny Cornwall as well.
In Cornwall?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Cornwall?
Just down by the A30, just near Boardman.
I know it well.
Now, same for me with these fruit bars, you know, cereal bars.
Yeah.
I've always fancied having a cereal bar in the morning because, you know, you're in a hurry, you've got things to do. And every single one I've had, without fail, has been really sugary.
Yeah.
You know,
and they're not, are they?
Actually, these aren't at all.
No.
And actually, all the fruit are very moist for stuff. I'm eating the...
Moist mixed berry?
The Get Fruity Moist Mixed Berry. And it is just, it feels jam-packed with fruit.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Really, really nice.
Looks nice, and it actually tastes even better.
I would have one of those in the morning if I was in a rush.
Right.
Really, really good.
Mm. I'd just have one, anytime.
So how do I manage to get so much sweetness in there?
It's just not, from it's the not fruit and fruit juices, but actually the virgin coconut oil adds a natural bit of sweetness also.
Okay.
So it gives it the rounded flavour and actually gives it the moistness. So it's like all-round texture and flavour coming through.
And where do you source your fruit from?
Various places. We do go from like larger producers, to be fair, because of full traceability.
Yeah.
Because we are in Waitrose, Supply Bidvest and Ocado and Amazon, we have to make sure that we've got full, you know, certification on all of our ingredients.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Mm. How did you manage to get into Waitrose? A lot of people we interview are still doing that kitchen table thing, aren't they, Paul?
Yeah.
How did you make that leap into getting into a national retailer?
Pester power.
Pester power.
They're going to hate me saying that, but basically it's just contact people, get hold of the right buyers, be polite, be patient.
I just had some...
Told you, nice and nice.
Radiant raspberry.
So you would recommend people just to not give up?
Not give up, but then also be you know, respectful of the actual supermarkets as well, and the people that you're pitching to.
Yep.
These are very, very busy people. You know, they're very high pressure jobs. They need to have the information, everything to their fingertips. But then also it's ever moving. So just because you gave details once, make sure you give the details again.
Yep.
So it is a bit like repeating a process within itself.
So you would say that you've got to be really, really organised. You can't ring up a buyer in a supermarket. You've got one little chance.
Yes.
Make sure you've got everything to hand, all the information, you know what you're doing.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And actually really go for it.
Yeah. So. And did you, when you go to a supermarket, is it? Do they say you can just do 10 stores at once, or do they expect you to go national straight away?
I think with Waitrose, we're extremely lucky. You know, we've got 143 of their stores, which is just below half of their stores and the bigger stores. So that was amazing. And we're doing really well within the sales with them as well. So that was fantastic. But that was kind of like, we've been in contact with them for like a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Sure. Yeah.
Before
we had them at Yes.
So, and how did you scale up? You can ask that question.
Yeah.
Because
we're
both business people.
Yes.
Oh my God, I mean, 143 stores.
Yeah,
how do you scale up?
It's just through production. We've got to invest in the production, so it's really good to actually manufacture the product, because you always have a budget in your mind, and if I was just marketing, then I probably would have spent that budget already. But because you've got to invest in machines, and these machines are not cheap, and we've got, you know, the production facility and the staff, then you take things gradually and slowly and make sure everything's done, you know, sort of a push and pull as well. So you know, we've got stock in the way, you know, really go for it and sell the product. But it is, a lot of investment, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And big risks
scary,
and all
yeah.
of that.
Yeah,
yes. Scary. But you're kind of getting there, really.
Scary stuff, yeah. And actually, it makes you a lot more really want it. You know, you really, really want it. So, It's not, you know, it's not a case of, oh, like, fancy having a go. People say to me, you know, in school run, you know, how many hours do you, how much do you work at Get Fruity? I'm like, there full time. In fact, there's 24 hours. You know, yeah. It's not one minute I don't think about it. So.
That's good. So that's getfruitybar.co.uk. Have I got that right?
Yeah, getfruitybar.co.uk.
Yeah, Dorina, thanks so much. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.